name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We have come to the last Sunday after the Epiphany, a Sunday wherein each year we get a gospel reading about the transfiguration of Jesus Christ. That moment in the life of Jesus when three of his disciples got a glimpse of the true glory and power that was within him. Now I should add that this is not the Feast of the Transfiguration that comes in August. But each year, right before Lent, we hear this story of a few disciples on their way to Jerusalem. On their way to what we already know is going to be Jesus' death and resurrection. These few disciples get a glimpse of who this man really is, and it's scary. They are powerless and dumbfounded, and they don't know what to say. That is what we hear on this Sunday, right before Lent begins. And I think that this story might just serve as a warning to us to be careful about how we spend these next 40 days and to be careful about how close we get to God. So as your priest and pastor, I am here this morning to tell you to be careful how you decide to spend this Lenten season. Be careful what disciplines you take on and what forms of piety you explore. Because this Jesus that we follow has some real power, and if you are not careful, he might actually change you. Be careful with planning your Lent this year. Be careful with planning your Lent because God may actually change you if you're not careful. Jesus may transfigure you. Be careful with traditional disciplines like fasting or abstaining from something. If you are going to give something up, then I recommend you stick to things you don't really like. Or things you don't really eat that much to begin with. Stick to abstaining from or giving up things that you already have control over. Because if you pick something that is really hard, if you pick something that you really love, or something that has control over you, you might actually struggle with it. And if you struggle with it, you're liable to realize that you can't do it on your own. And then you might be tempted to ask God to help you with it. And that's dangerous territory, because if you lose control and ask God to help you with something, he might actually do it. And then you'll be stuck with this dual realization that you need God and that God can actually help you with things. And you're going to have to carry that around probably even past Easter. So be careful with what you try to give up this year. And then if you choose to give up something that you pay for on a daily basis, like lunch or donuts or coffee, be sure to keep the money. Because if you just give alms or give money away, you don't know what that church or charity is going to do with it. You could be throwing your money away. And then what are you going to do when you realize that your life went on anyways? That you actually had enough to get by without it? If you aren't careful, and if you give God the chance to take care of your needs, what are you going to do if he actually does it? What if you discover that there really is something spiritual about sacrifice? You are risking changing the way you look at your stuff and the material world, so be careful. That's very dangerous territory right there. And now I know that some people don't want to give up things in Lent. They want to take on things. But you've got to be careful with that too. Be sure to pick things that have definite steps and goals where you can see the progress that you are making. Like finishing the chapters in a book, or cleaning out the garage, or working on a project. Make sure that you are accomplishing something that will make you feel proud of yourself. Again, stick to things you've got control over. Be careful with something like prayer or just being in the presence of God. Learn a lesson from Moses here. You have to be careful when you're just spending time with God. Spending time with God can be dangerous because you might be changing and not even know it. You can't see your progress. You can't take credit for it. You don't have something to point to feel proud of. If all I do is pray, when Lent is over, what am I going to have to point to and feel proud of myself for? And then if you spend all that time with God and He does change you, and people do notice, well, you're going to have to figure out a way to put a mask on it and hide it when you go back out into the real world. You don't want people to start thinking that God actually changed you. You want them to think that it was your good choices and your hard work that did the magic. Because if God changes me in ways that I didn't intend or even want, then how am I going to get to take the credit for being virtuous? And that's what I want to do. I mean, if I'm going to put all this effort into observing and having a holy Lent, I want to be able to walk out the other side confident in my ability to change myself and improve myself. I don't want to have to recognize that just being in the presence of God changed me and that I had very little to do with it. So, if you insist on making prayer a discipline, at least make sure that you are the one doing all the talking. And if our gospel lesson teaches you anything this morning, let it be this. Be especially careful when spending time with this Jesus character. If you insist on listening to him, then make sure you pay really close attention to what you think he has to say to others. Make sure you can identify the ways in which Jesus can fix the other people in your life, but don't let him start talking to you. You may sing, "What a friend we have in Jesus." You may think that Jesus is your friend until he starts calling you out on your stuff. You got to watch him. Be very careful when you stand with him when he starts calling out people for being sinners, because he's a slippery character. He'll start talking about sin and calling out hypocrisy, and you'll be yelling, you know, "Preach on, Jesus, tell him." And then he'll turn it right back around on you and start calling you out on your sins. And then you're left wondering, wait a minute, whose side am I on? Be careful with Jesus. And if you do happen to get a glimpse of his glory, be sure you keep it contained. Keep it on the mountain. Keep it in your private prayer place. Keep it in the church. Don't let it get out into the world. Because if people become aware of just how much power this man Jesus really has, they might be tempted to ask him to use it. As a matter of fact, he might even give you a little share of it and then tell you to do something with it. Other people may start asking you about where this power comes from. They may see a change in you that you don't even see in yourself. They may get a glimpse of God's glory in you. And if you are honest, which at that point you might be inclined to be, you'll be stuck pointing up to the mountain or up to the cross or up to the heavens saying, "There, that is where the power comes from. It's not from me." Friends, Lent is a dangerous time in the church. It's dangerous because if you don't take control over it, God just might. Be very careful with practicing things like fasting and almsgiving and prayer. Be very careful spending time with this Jesus, because if you get too close, you just might see his glory. And others may see it in you. And then what are you going to do?